MissouriNet News. I'm Jason Taylor.
This is presented by Missouri's Natural Gas Operators. For important natural gas safety tips, visit mosafegas.com.
Missouri law enforcement officials issued 1,951 speeding citations as part of a 6-state speed enforcement blitz conducted July 21st through 23rd. Obey the sign or pay the fine was an intensified effort to crack down on speeding in Missouri, Iowa, Kansas, Nebraska, Arkansas, and Oklahoma. In Missouri, over 3,700 traffic citations were issued. A Southwest Missouri man charged with abducting and killing 10-year-old Haley Owens in 2014 says the state's death penalty statute is unconstitutional. A court hearing took place last week in Greene County. Reporter Bria Douglas from MissouriNet Springfield television partner KOLR10 reports defense attorneys presented a national jury researcher as an expert witness.
They hope to prove the jury selection process is defective. The expert pointed to the difficulty of the jurors to follow instructions throughout the trial. The witness also provided nationwide research showing jurors have a misunderstanding about the death penalty and are racially biased in a lot of cases. Prosecutors, however, argued the judge, Thomas Mountjoy, shouldn't consider the study based on timing and limited interviews, jurors, and cases conducted.
Greene County prosecutors have charged Craig Wood with first-degree murder, armed criminal action, kidnapping, rape, and sodomy. His jury trial is scheduled to begin October 23rd. A $42 million University of Missouri Medical School expansion that is a decade in the making has been completed. School of Medicine Dean Patrick DeLaFontaine says a new medical education center in Columbia hopes to reduce a severe physician shortage statewide and nationwide. During a dedication ceremony Friday in Columbia, he says a partnership with Cox Health and Mercy Springfield also includes an additional Springfield clinical campus.
We believe this unique and innovative collaboration will serve as a model for other areas suffering from shortages of healthcare professionals.
90% of Missouri's counties lack adequate access to healthcare. The Jefferson City Police Department's looking for a person who broke into an FFO home store Saturday night. Police said they found a broken glass door where they suspect the person entered the business. The American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, is hoping to have better success against Missouri's new voter ID law than it did last month. A judge declined to block the law before two special local elections took place. Daniela Velasquez with the ACLU of Missouri says voter ID laws in North Carolina and Wisconsin that were ultimately thrown out by courts also was stood initial challenges.
You have to prove irreparable harm before the law goes into effect, which is really, really difficult. What actually happened in North Carolina and Wisconsin is that the lawyers also tried to do that, and they didn't get that temporary restraining order. And then, of course, afterward, it was found that these laws did cause irreparable harm.
Missouri Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft ran on a platform strongly in favor of the law, claiming it provides protection against voter fraud. The next hearing in the lawsuit is in September. Find more at MissouriNet.com. This is MissouriNet.